This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion. As I walked to my car from the supermarket recently, I saw a young man who had the appearance of a lumberjack jump up into his large pickup, which sat in a disability parking spot with a DMV disability placard hanging in the window. As I walked to my car loaded with groceries, I saw an older woman in a wheelchair attempting to load her groceries into the trunk of her car, which was parked even further away from the store than was mine. As I offered to help her, she explained that every time she came to the supermarket, the disability spots were filled and she had to choose whatever there was in the parking lot. The next morning, in clinic, a 65-year-old woman with diabetes came in for her routine checkup. We did everything that we were supposed to do, and as she was about to leave, she remembered to ask me to sign a DMV certificate of disability. Now, I cared for this woman for several years and knew that she had none of these conditions, other than being overweight, which certainly made movement a bit more difficult. Every visit, as far as I could recall, I encouraged her to exercise regularly, which included walking as much as she could. My thoughts flashed back to the disabled woman the preceding night who couldn't even find an empty parking spot and the man who at least appeared more fit than I parking in the disabled spot. I explained to the woman with diabetes, "I wish I could provide you with the signature, but the state requires me to certify that you have a serious medical condition which limits your ability to move." She said, "Well, doctor, the last visit I told you about my hip pain and you told me it was probably early arthritis, didn't you? And isn't that a serious condition that impacts movement? And what about the anxiety I get over having to park far away? Isn't anxiety a disability?" I explained that sometimes they are, but her condition was mild and exercise could only help it, not hurt it. Well, she wasn't convinced, and she asked to speak to my supervisor. She was furious, and she told me that she would certainly be contacting him, and she'd report me to the licensing board for discrimination of the disabled. On the one hand, it would be easy to sign the DMV form. Would it really make a difference if one more person had a disability placard? As a doctor, my first duty is ordinarily to my patients. Is this duty, though, to provide only what the patient needs, or do I also need to provide what they want? Be it an excuse for delayed air travel, an excuse for missing a class, or, in this case, a disability placard. As the medical students watched this woman scold me, I couldn't help wonder if it would have just been easier to have completed the form and maintained a good relationship with the woman. What message would this teach the students? What would happen the next time when she wanted a medication or a surgery that I felt was clearly not in her best interest? For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion.